Hello, welcome to the second season of the Cambridge PhD Casts. I'm Richard Blakemore, and along with Ruth Rushworth, I've been producing this season, and it's a great pleasure to introduce our presenter, John Gallagher, who is a PhD student in the Faculty of History here in Cambridge, and who will be taking you through a season of really interesting talks by PhD students from Cambridge. So, John, do you want to just give an idea of what the PhD Casts are?
Yeah, sure. So, we wanted to create a forum where PhD students in the arts, social sciences and humanities would be able to talk about their research, hopefully to a wider audience than that which would normally read an entire PhD. And we wanted them to be able to present to an audience that didn't necessarily have the same academic background as they had. So, to provide a way in which people can actually access the latest in kind of exciting research in kind of an accessible and hopefully entertaining way.
And we've had an amazing group of people really come forward. That's been one of the most exciting things for me, is just finding out about projects going on in Cambridge that I never knew about. And there is so much going on, and a lot of it's brilliant and a lot of it's exciting. And we rarely get time to sit down and talk to people about that and to really get to know the broader boundaries of the disciplines that we work with. So that's been something that I've personally have found really, really rewarding.
I think as well that for us it was important to have, because it's in the arts, social sciences and humanities, which are particularly important, I think, for us. We wanted to give people an opportunity to speak about their work, but also in a way that wasn't just about snippets. So a way that actually allowed people to express their ideas and get into some kind of the details and difficulties, as well as the kind of joys and excitements of doing a PhD.
Yeah, I think we wanted to get away from sound bites, certainly. Yeah, exactly. And I think we also really wanted to try and give a sense of what a PhD is like. I think an experience a lot of PhD students have is speaking to an audience outside of academia who don't really know what a PhD student does on a daily basis. You sit all your time in a library, you just read books. What is it that you're doing?
I famously get asked when a scientist friends, which is, do you just read old books? And the answer is yes and no.
You always have two answers.
Yes, there's always a bit of thinking to them as well. So just to give you an introduction to the series that we have coming up, we've got six PhD casts, which stretch in time from roughly 3000 BC right up to 2013. So we've got a real spread of time and of interests, but also of disciplines. So in no particular order, we have Eleanor Giraud from the Faculty of Music, who's going to be talking to us about 13th century Dominican manuscripts and the varied and exciting stories behind those and the people who made them. And we have Graham Reich, who's working on post-apartheid short fiction in South Africa and bringing together really new literary voices, certainly to us. It's really, really exciting material there. And also a really interesting lens for looking at contemporary South Africa. Also from the Faculty of English, we have Andy Wimbush, who's looking at Samuel Beckett and quietism. And that brings us from Schopenhauer way back to 17th century religious thought, and then right to some really exciting new readings of Beckett's prose works. We have Katie Hammond, whose work on egg donation in Canada is really exciting, I feel, and also has really huge policy implications, and that's work that also kind of brings together really intriguing personal stories. We also have Barbara Cook, who's coming to us from criminology, and Barbara is working on dog training programs in American prisons, so some absolutely amazing sources there, as well as interviews with inmates, and just a really fascinating subject for research. And also bring us all the way back to 3000 BC, we have Danica Parrick, who's coming to us from archaeology. And Danica is speaking to us about the Indus civilization, contemporaneous with Mesopotamia and ancient Egypt, and some really groundbreaking research that she's carrying out. And
Danica literally
groundbreaking. And Danica has even brought in her trowel to show us, which got me excited in just a wonderfully childish way, which people will hopefully see. What we try and do with PhD casts is kind of brings together exciting new information about methods and how people actually go about doing research, as well as some really enthralling new findings. So it's a really exciting setup.
So where can people find out more about the PhD Crash?
This autumn, we're going to be presenting these once a week on the Crash website. So that's Crash with two S's, .cam.ac.uk. And people will also be able to follow them on Twitter. If you follow at Crash Live, you'll be able to get all of the information about upcoming podcasts, as well as some kind of trailers and possibly outtakes. We'll see how that goes as well.
And if you want to get involved in the conversation on Twitter, you can do so using the hashtag PhDcast, PhDCAST, or do send us an email. Our details are on the website, as will be the speakers. We want this to be interactive, and we'd love to hear what you think.
Thank you very much.